Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Here's the 2-2. Swinging a fly ball left field. Hit pretty well. Gurriel going back. Still going back. He's going to turn on it, and that ball is going to carry on out of here. Rafi Devers goes the opposite way with a two-run shot, and what a huge call that was at first base. Two more in for the Red Sox, and they lead 10-3.
Mario and Pemba last night as Rafael Devers continues to just terrorize just every team he faces, every pitcher he faces. But time now for the time to talk to Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Alex is brought to you by Arbella Insurance, Cumberland's Farms, and official coffee of the Boston Red Sox radio. Do you guys want to bring Alex up there for me? You want me to do it? There we go. Because I don't know what I'm doing with these buttons here. They got me in charge here, Alex. No Christian, no Glenn. I got Jermaine Wiggins.
It's not easy. It's not easy to manage a team. It's not easy to manage it.
No, I got the board. I can't do it. But, you know, Wiggy might have won a championship, a Super Bowl, rather, with the Patriots, but he claims he's an all-city catcher back in 93. So, you know, he's...
I was a catcher. I hit for power and called a great game.
All right, wow. Those are also worthy, huh? Catcher that can hit for power and play good defense.
Yeah, you don't find no more of those, Alex.
Yeah, of course, there's no proof any of that happened.
No, actually, our catcher is doing pretty good, man. He's doing well. He's hitting for power and doing a good job behind the plate.
So, Alex, I want to start off, obviously, with the news of Nathan Eovaldi. I'll just start off with this. My first question, how much sooner, in your eyes, do you get him back into the big leagues as a reliever as opposed to a starter? Because I know you guys talked about that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think it's probably a month. Probably all depends. You never know how these rehab assignments go. So, just talking to him, and it's something that he really wants to do. You know, as a player, you guys know that you want to contribute. And, yeah, there's pros and cons. Obviously, you know, we signed this guy to be a starter. But as of now, you know, he's itching, you know. And that we're not closing the door for him to start later on. You never know. We could start him, you know, back there in the bullpen and get him one inning. And then all of a sudden, you know, we extend him to two. And then we can do the three-inning thing starting and then go from there. But as of now, talking to everybody and the medical staff and especially Nate, you know, he feels that, you know, he's not against it. Actually, he's very excited about it, and that's the route we're going to take. He's going to get on the mound actually probably in 10 minutes here, throw a bullpen and see how he feels, and he might throw another one in Detroit. I don't know how long he's going to take, but he should be ready sooner rather than later.
So just to clear that up, if you ramped him up to be a starter, got him up to a certain pitch count, it might have been 3 or 4 weeks longer than you will now by putting him in a bullpen?
Yeah, it takes a while. I mean, he's been down for a while. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, it's, instead of going to a rehab and stuff, usually when they're out like 12 days or whatever, you can send them down for 3 innings, and then, you know, it's the next one is 5 and go from there. But it's been a while, so it was kind of like spring training, kind of like the whole thing again. And you know, just talking to everybody and him especially, you know, when we talk, he smiled. He's like, I just want to contribute, man. I want to be out there and help this team. And as of now, that's the way he's going to contribute.
So we heard you after the Yankee series in London kind of talk about your frustration about how that series went with the team. And moving forward here, you get a win last night. What are some of the things that, you know, you try to tell the team moving forward, coming off of a frustrated loss in London against, you know, the team that's sitting at the top of the division?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough weekend all around. You know, the circumstances were different, and everybody hit. We didn't execute pitches, but I saw a few things that got my eye, you know. And it's we've been talking about it at this level and any professional sports, you know. Talent, yeah, you win games, but those who separate themselves from the other ones, they do the little things, you know, and they pay attention to details, and they take advantage of certain situations. And I felt throughout the weekend that, yeah, they were on top of their game. You know, it felt that way. It felt that, you know, they were on it, and there were some good swings and good pitches and good takes on another ones. And, you know, that's part of the game. Everybody's on it. Everybody's doing that. And we have to clean it up, you know. And it's not that we don't do it throughout the season, but those two games, I was like, oh, hold on. You know, we got stuff that we still have to work on it. Yes, it was a good start. We did a few things better. You know, obviously they lost to the Mets, so we gained some ground. You know, but I don't think it's the standings or the lead. It's just us playing up to our potential.
Right.
It's been a weird season because if you look now, if you go to the websites and where we at offensively, we're closer, actually better, you know, numbers wise from last year. But then you take a look at certain numbers, and, you know, with men in scoring position against righties, we're better this year. But with men in scoring position against lefties, we're horrible. I think we're hitting like .210 against them. So those are the things that we need to do better. You know, when men at third, less than two outs, put the ball in play and we score one, up 5-0, add on, up 4-0 right away, add on throughout the game, and we haven't done that consistently this season. And those are the things that we have to be a lot better if we want to go to where we want to go, that is to win the World Series.
Alex, back on to Nate. Is there you guys set a timetable, anything in mind? Could he be back after the break?
No timetable yet. He's throwing today. Okay. I think it's a 20-pitch bullpen. You know, he threw one actually 2 days ago in Fenway. It was a short one, 2-15, so 20. 22 day, and you know, but let's see how he reacts tomorrow, and then he might throw another one in Detroit. Obviously, we got the off days, but there's people playing around. You know, the minor leagues, not double A or triple A, but Abel is playing, and you also have, you know, for Myers. So we'll map it out, but it seems like this way is going to be soon, you know, and yeah. That's what we're hoping for. The main thing is for him to be healthy and be comfortable, obviously. So we'll make sure of that. And when he comes back, we know what we're going to get. You know, we're going to get plus stuff and, you know, swings and misses and weak contact. And that's what it's all about.
So I'm guessing there'll be some kind of restrictions with him. Like when you get him up, he's coming in, maybe not back to back, things like that. Will it work as we have to make multiple innings? But I'm guessing you're going to sort of be careful with him.
So you got to have structure, and I think the other guys are going to benefit from this. We can actually, you know, we got one more arm. Heath most likely will be activated either tomorrow or the next day. So we have that. Stephen Wright, you've seen it. You know, he looks good. So, you know, it's something that I think for where we at in the bullpen, the way we've been using them is a breather, you know, and we can structure that back there to help Nate out, obviously, and other guys out. And, you know, I think at the end, Lou, and I, you know, you probably agree with me, you know, everything starts, you know, there's teams that start from back to the front. You know, the way they do things with us is from the first inning to the sixth inning. You know, if we do our job consistently going 6-7 innings, then, you know, the back end of the bullpen, we can maneuver it. But I think we haven't been consistent at going deep into the games, and we've been using guys a lot. Everybody knows it. That's not an excuse because they still have to do the job, but it hasn't been easy for the last 2.5 weeks.
So, you know, there's a few more weeks before the trade deadline, and, you know, if you guys can put something together, how important is it for you to show management, or do you even talk with them about maybe potentially adding an arm for that bullpen, standing pat? You know, what do you see yourselves doing as an organization before the trade deadline, if anything?
No, I think it's very important for us to finish up the first part of the season the right way. You know, we had a good game yesterday. Come here, win the series, and then go to Detroit and do the same thing. And that's the most important thing. Everybody's talking about July 31st, but you have to put yourself first in the conversation. And we are in the conversation.
Right.
You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, but there's a lot of good teams. There's a lot of teams that are playing good baseball. You start looking around, the A's, they have a good team. They're getting healthy. And, you know, Texas have played great the first half. Cleveland is picking it up. They're playing good. And then, obviously, the teams are above us. But if we start playing, I think offensively, we kind of found that first inning, I don't want to say magic, but kind of like, you know, damage. And, you know, you got Mookie who's getting on base, and Rafi's doing great things, and Xander is getting on base. So it seems like we're going to be better in that first inning, which is very important for us. And hopefully that helps the rotation. But we have to be consistent. I think that's the way, you know, if I'm the owner, GM, you have to show me consistency
right.
for us to help this team to get better in July 31st.
Now, you're talking about your hitting consistency. One guy that Lou and I talked about and trying to figure out what he is as a player is Jackie Bradley Jr. You talk about the month of June and his batting average. What is it?
Oh, it's 38 games, 38 games. Yeah, it's off the charts.
So what is it with him, Alex, that maybe where when he struggles at times, what do you think? Is he pressing? Is he just, you know, is he taking pitches? What do you think it is that you have this kind of split personality with Jackie Bradley as a hitter?
Now, I wish I know. You know, it's been 2 years. One thing for sure, he started hitting earlier this year than last year.
Yeah.
And he started here in Toronto. I don't want to say that he, you know, he's stubborn because he works and he you know, he was pulling the ball earlier in the swings and misses. And it's not that he wants to do that, but he gets into bad habits and it takes him a while to get out of that. He switches a lot to get that feeling or get that swing. And Lou knows, you know, the toe tap and the leg kick and all this stuff. And, you know, all of a sudden in Houston, it was here. He hit a home run opposite field. And the next day he did the same thing. He goes to Houston. He takes Presley center field. And from there he took off. And he always stays within the strike zone. Yeah, there's some chases down in zone, like everybody else. But he's a guy that he still walks. But I think the strikeouts are the ones that makes a difference. You know, early on he was striking out a lot. Now not as much, and he's hitting the ball the other way. And you can see it. You the way he's talking in the dugout and the way he's walking towards the plate. There's a lot of confidence right now, and I don't know. It feels like that swing where he's at right now, very athletic, and the hands where they at. You know, it gives him a chance to go direct to the ball, and that's what we want. He has as much power as anybody in this team. You know, his batting practice is fun to watch. Yesterday,
right.
He hit one straight center to the restaurant here in Toronto, and we were like, you know what, just go to the clubhouse. Don't swing anymore. But He's that talented. He's that strong. And when he gets rolling, he gets rolling. And now it's just a matter of maintaining his swing and also maintaining his game plan. I think that's the most important thing. And he's been able to do it for what, 40 games now or 35 games.
We're talking to Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox, who will always also be managing the All-Star game. And, Alex, I just feel like it's going to be weird watching this game without Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers. I remember Tito talking about this years ago with every team needs a representative, how hard it is, even as the manager, to kind of handpick a guy or two that's deserving. How was that for you? Was there any wiggle room at all for you in choosing guys?
No. I think that's a cool part of it. Like, I'm not part of the process. I think the only thing I get to pick is the starter, the starting pitcher of the All-Star game. I think, you know, MLB was there in London. We didn't talk too much about it, but you know, there's going to be a few things that are going to happen. You know, like starters now that, you know, the guys that pitch on Sunday, they're going to be available. I don't know who's hurt right now. I think you know, if I'm not mistaken, LaStella yesterday or 2 days ago, he got hurt. So you know how this works, Lou. You know, there's a few things still that might happen in the next few days, and hopefully our guys make it. But no, I have nothing to do with it. It's very disappointing because you see Xander and Rafi and Christian, what they're doing, work, what he's done out of the bullpen. You know, we talk about one of the best guys out of bullpen in the big leagues, you know, with Ottavino and Presley, you know, and it's sad, but you know, they're not the only ones. You got Barrios in Minnesota, Rosario in Minnesota. There's a lot of guys that it's a tough league, Lou. You know it. You guys know it. It's a tough league. But, you know, I think Xander Bogaerts is one of this season he's been top three in the big leagues. And Rafi Devers right now, he's been amazing. So it's not great, but, you know, it's not the first time that it's going to happen. Hopefully, you know, they get to go, or, you know, in the upcoming years, we know that they're going to be consistent going to the All-Star game.
All right, last question for me. I know London was a difficult couple of days for you guys, but the overall experience, what was that like for you, and was it a win for MLB?
I think it was a win, and it can get better, and I think it will get better. 60,000 people. That it was fun in the stadium, honestly. You know, regardless of the results and the way the game went, you know, a lot of runs and all that stuff. But they got into it. It was a great venue. I play international baseball all my life, and that was fun. That was fun. The logistics. I don't know if you guys been to London before, but it's kind of like our traffic in Boston, plus the one in L.A., plus the one in Atlanta. That's London's traffic.
I ain't going to London.
yeah. So if you go there, just go to your hotel, no car, just use the train and walk around. Because for 6 miles, sometimes it was like 45 minutes, an hour, you know, and that was the toughest part, but I think the guys embraced it. They enjoyed it. The traveling is not easy, but we knew coming into the season that it was going to happen. A lot of families went out there. They took advantage of it. They had a blast, and I'm glad that, you know, they're going to continue to do it. Next year is the Cubs and the Cardinals, so it should be fun for them.
Would you want to do it again?
I mean, not soon.
Yeah. All right. Listen, now it's time for the Cumberland Farms question of the week for Alex Cora. His question was submitted by Robert Davis from Shrewsbury, Mass. Alex, are you in favor of rule changes that will speed up the game? And I'll just add on pitch clock.
I think the kids that are coming up, they're into it already. And you can see the difference. You know, the veterans, those are the ones that are taking longer. I do feel that we can do a better job in between innings. You know, there's certain times that the pitcher is ready and we have to stop the game because obviously we got commercials. I don't know. Like in golf, you know, that they put the commercial on the top right-hand side or something like that when the pitcher is ready. That'll be good. I think that'll be good because sometimes, you know, our guys are up there, 8 pitches, they're ready to roll, and they stop them because we have to go to finish the commercials.
But I know a couple years ago when they brought that up to hitters, you know, David Ortiz was one guy that was like, I'm not changing my routine. And he did, and he had a great year. It was his last year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just feel like the pitchers, I know David Price, you know, Matt Barnes, these guys take their time. Every pitch is important, but they would adjust too. I just feel like they would.
I think, as you know, this is a game of adjustments. But you see the difference. You know, when all these kids come on from AAA, AA, they get it and they go. They get it and
it's
they
good.
Go. And you know, you've been making adjustments for all your career. You know, and I think if something like that happens, I guarantee you they'll make adjustments and they'll be okay with it.
All right, well, Alex Cora, good luck the rest of the way. You'll be back in America soon, in a few days. So I know it's been a lot of travel.
Yeah,
but
we're in North America right now.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
All right, good luck the rest of the break, and have fun. All right, it's Alex Cora joining us right now. All right, listen, OMF, we'll be back right after this. It's Maloney and Wiggins. We got you covered.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.